Hello and welcome to the first interview of the Rada channel. In this interview, I speak to Stephanie Conradi, an artist, educator, and academic at Stellenbosch University, about her PhD research into material culture and identity formation in Kloetersville, Stellenbosch.
My name is Stephanie Conradi. I am an artist and educator. My background is in fine arts. I studied at Stellenbosch University, where I later did my master's in art education, and where I'm currently doing my PhD as well as teaching. And then I also practice on the side, make art. And I see all of it as interlinked, hopefully, in some way. My research for my PhD is about identity formation. I'm very interested in it because it has a large part self-reflective to about my own situation in South Africa, or where I fit in, and so where I fit in into the whole identity crisis in South Africa, because to a large extent I think that it is still a little bit of a crisis, or for some people at least. I historically come from Namibia. My mother is Namibian, my father is South African, and so when I moved to South Africa, it was quite strange to have to be categorized into a certain place or identity group or race. And I found that this later, as I grew up, it became more and more prominent that I didn't necessarily want to be categorized, but at the same time, it becomes convenient in a larger social structure to be categorized. For purposes of situating myself in South Africa, often I adhere to the label colored, but not necessarily because I want to. And so because this label has been almost plucked on me, I have chosen to do my research about colored identity formation. I'm currently doing my research in Kloetersville, which is a neighborhood just outside of Stellenbosch. The neighborhood resulted out of forced removals from De Vlakte, and where most of the residents were moved to. They were either moved to Ides Valley, which was already in existence, or to Kloetersville. Kloetersville was originally a farm called Kloetersdal, which the municipality set out for, because there was a growing colored population in Stellenbosch, as well as the separate development program that was taking place during apartheid, which actually required that each racial group be separated. And so it's a very interesting community, because I think that they largely see themselves as part of Stellenbosch, but geographically they are still very separate. And I think that a lot of people in Stellenbosch Central, or in the richer communities in Stellenbosch, see it as a separate, separate to Stellenbosch, the town. So I've been doing my research there, and my research specifically focuses on people's homes and how the home in and of itself forms a larger almost mirror of that identity, and then all the things that are in the home also then becomes part of a reflective process of how we choose to define identity through material objects and material possessions. So that's my research now at the moment. I'm still at the beginning stages. I'll probably always be at the beginning stages, even when I finish my PhD, but that's where I am currently with my research, what I'm thinking about.
So what do you think is the relevance and importance of your research?
I think that it's... I think that the discussion about colored identity has probably been researched in a particular way, and it's been done a lot, and I realize that. But I think that nobody has really specifically focused on the material culture of colored identity. Maybe in some ways, I know that, I think his surname is Hamati, he's researched about in schools and how students see the influence of hip-hop music and American culture in their school environment. But I think that in the intimate spaces of the home, it hasn't really been researched. And I think that there's a lot to say about material culture that we can't particularly say, but that we can visually see. And I think that that's why it's so important. And it's important to see how people interact with their material possessions and where it holds value. And so I think that that's why I think it's relevant and to look at how we also, our material possessions say a lot about our aspirations. And I think that identity has a lot to do with aspirations and desire. And so, yeah, I think that that's why it's important to look at that, especially because colored identity has been seen as one in flux and as one that people often say that colored people are confused. But maybe they aren't actually, and maybe their material possessions tell a different story of how they see themselves situated in place and time, and how they see themselves in relation to space and the environment that they're currently in. Maybe it's different to what people are saying it is. I don't know. We'll see.
And tentatively speaking, because I know you're at the start of your research, but what has been your greatest resources within the home?
Yeah, I think it's been probably the living room has probably been able to say the most, or I've been able to myself being able to relate to that the most, because it kind of gives like a micro indication of what else is going on in the house, and especially like the cabinets and what people put in their cabinets, and I think it's the most lived space, and the house itself, people really are very attached to their homes as an object in and of itself, and very important the way that it's like the way that it's kept in families, and the way that people keep going back to their family homes, and the way that the home actually sits within the neighborhood and where it sits in the neighborhood in relation to the person themselves. So I think that's been the most interesting aspect of my research so far. Yeah.
And in terms of yourself as a researcher going into these homes and communities that you don't necessarily live in, what is your biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge is to not come across as too much of an outsider, but also not trying to make myself completely an insider, because I think that it has relevance to be an outsider, but still be able to relate to the people living there. I don't think that I'll ever be able to properly be seen as an insider. And so that's difficult. Often it's very difficult because people immediately probably see me as somebody coming from the university, and I think that researchers are often seen as people that just take without giving. So a lot of my research is actually just being there and observing and then seeing where it takes me. And I think it takes a little bit longer, but I think it's more, I feel that it's more morally correct than just going in, taking what you need and then leaving. I think that there's a counterpart to it, that you also have to give something back. So, I mean, some of the kids come and make art here at the art department. So not that it's supposed to balance each other out, but just so that there's an aspect of it that you are also involved in not only to get research, but also to give something back. So that's how I see it. I don't know if it's right, but it's... I think that the research is necessary. So you go in and you see how it goes, and you check up on yourself to see that you're not overstepping boundaries. And if you are, it's about taking yourself away a little bit and then seeing how you can do it better the next time. Yeah.
Communities that you research, what are their concerns?
You see, that's where I'm at loss, because I'm at such a preliminary stage of my research.
Yes, is it something? Forgive me for that.
But I mean, just from talking to a few of my participants, a lot of them have the need for themselves to not get lost, like their history to not get lost, especially deflected. I mean, there's a man that's very a big advocate in Plutusville for making sure that every single one of the residents that used to stay in Deflacta that now lives in Plutusville, that their histories don't go don't get lost, and to be able to capture that. So that's one participant that's like really he has such a yearning for that to not get lost, and that tells me a lot about their need for place, and that they are still excluded from the places where they grew up. And so that's one big concern that's come out. The other concern is that, or the other thing that I've seen is that it's very important to be able to have a place to live and a place to be able to be with your family. Family is like such an important thing that's come out of my research, which is quite interesting because we always get told that like in colored communities, families are broken, and it's not that, I mean, there's a misunderstanding of what family is, but maybe it's just a different understanding of what family is. And maybe beyond all of those stigmas that have been placed on them in crime and poverty and all of that, the underlying yearning for family and for to be able to have a home to live in is the underlying crux of what people want. And those are basic like human rights. Those are needs that every single human being should have. So I think that it comes down to commonalities in I think that like the whole world, this will probably be a commonality, but it's how people articulate that through their various histories and where they've come from and so on. So yeah, I think that those are maybe the two biggest things that I've seen. But because I'm still like researching and I don't know so much yet, I don't want to like say something and then it's not the truth. So those are just my observations.
Thank you for listening, and feel free to leave any comments. For more information, you can access the RADA database at art.sun.ac.za. That's art.sun.ac.za. Bye.